640 WGST, and we're going to get to a man right now who is also on Twitter. His Twitter handle is at Rick Roswell. He is Rick Limpert, an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and sports contributor. You can also check out his daily tech column at examiner.com and featured weekly on CBS Atlanta. Rick, good to talk to you. How'd you enjoy your NFL draft at Johnny Manziel show last night?
That was hard to watch. I guess, can Johnny Manziel have made a sympathetic figure? I think that happened last night, which is kind of amazing. That was just, the NFL draft has become a circus, kind of, but I guess you had to watch it. It was like watching a bad train wreck. You had to watch it. You couldn't turn away.
Well, I will, as a casual hockey fan, I was somewhat interested in the Bruins and Canadiens game, and I found that to be just a little bit better theater than the Johnny Manziel show on the draft. But it is quite the spectacle, and I did not develop any sort of sympathy for Johnny Manziel last night. I know the cameras were trained on him all the way up until when he got picked, but he really, really sullied it, for lack of a better word, when he flashed the money sign as he's walking up there. Just what an egotistical stooge in a lot of respects.
Well, a lot of egos on display last night.
Yeah.
And the thing is, half the players drafted in that first round are going to be busts.
Yeah.
And fans jumping up and down, getting all excited. Just draft them and get them to training camp and let them play and see what they can do.
Yeah, exactly. Let's wait until, I don't know, how about like September, when we're actually playing football, and then we'll be concerned about it, right?
Yeah, I'm unbelievable.
All right, Rick Limpert is with us. We chat with him from time to time every week here on Talk Radio 640 WGST. Follow him on Twitter at Rick Roswell, talking a little sports, but mainly technology. But before we get to what we're going to be discussing today, tell us a little bit about your visit to the Outer Banks of North Carolina this past week.
Yeah, I was over in the Outer Banks last 4 days, beautiful 4 days over there on a media trip, doing some stuff for the Outer Banks, and got to go for the first time ever to the Wright Brothers Memorial, which is a national park, and it's the Kitty Hawk, the site of the Wright Brothers' first flight, and just an amazing place. They've really done a great job with this facility and replicas of the planes, and just a really good educational thing. I mean, we all fly, and we kind of take it for granted. This is really a great story on two guys could make a plane out of when no one said they could do it, and put it in the air and fly. It's just a really inspiring place.
And you can check out outerbanks.org if you want to check out a little bit more on that, as we chit-chat with Rick Limpert, who is our technology correspondent, contributor for Yahoo News and Sports, examiner.com, writes a daily tech column there. So Sony is reinventing the cassette tape. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, I mean, places, I guess, maybe like radio stations, hospitals, TV stations, they still use tape for backing up a lot of information and files. Now Sony has reinvented what looks like a regular old cassette tape, but it holds an enormous amount of data, 185 terabytes of data. So people say to hold 60 million songs. I don't even know if there are 60 million songs, but they've had lots of tapes. You go into these places where they have backups and there's tapes lying on the walls. These tapes will just hold a ton of data, so it just eliminates the help some storage space and just a real powerful little tape. It looks like a regular old cassette tape, but I thought made it a pretty cool story.
And IBM helped out a little bit with this too, huh?
Yeah. I mean, when's the last time you heard of IBM doing much of anything? They're helping Sony with this tape. So improving technology and backup and tape, and we're all talking about the cloud these days, but I guess a lot of things are still backed up on tape.
And it is important to keep backups, for sure. Chit-chat with Rick Limpert, technology correspondent for Talk Radio 640 WGST. You can order movies on your Comcast, but pretty soon you're going to be able to order games on your cable TV as well, right?
Yeah, here's something that's going to help with the productivity of America. Are you a gamer at all?
I'm not a gamer, but I have plenty of other methods of wasting my time.
don't we all? Now, Comcast subscribers are going to have the ability through Electronic Arts, EA, to order games right online, just like you order movies and TV shows. So another revenue source, and they're going to start out with a dozen or so games, see how people react to that, and I'm sure your cable box.
So we can basically order games alongside our Saturday night UFC fights, right?
Yeah, or, you know, direct.
Okay, so three Chinese telecom companies are going to team up to join a to form a huge monopoly in China. What does this mean for that industry over there? This is an enormous deal.
Yeah, really big deal. It's got a lot of play worldwide. Evidently, the mobile phone service in China isn't that great. And now the three main companies are kind of pooling their resources, pooling their knowledge. They're trying to improve mobile phone service in China. So this is China Mobile, China Telecom, and China, that other China Telecom firm to approve the service over there. With that many people in a country, I'm sure getting a signal in some places is very difficult. So they're going to try to improve the cell quality in China. Good luck to that.
Yeah, and I also read this week, too, that there's now some discussion about building a high-speed rail system between China and the United States.
What?
Yeah, I'm serious. I have that up on Twitter. You can check it out at Rich Sullivan. But yeah, a high-speed rail is being discussed, and it's not a joke. This is like not on the Onion. It's for real that they're talking about putting rail between the U.S. and China. Unbelievable. Microsoft looking for another patch. They've just had a wealth of problems here with Internet Explorer. This is just the latest chapter in it.
Yeah, Internet Explorer always vulnerable, so Microsoft has issued at least two patches in some instances. And for Windows XP users, this is the Windows that came out, you know, around 10 years or so ago. They said they weren't going to update anymore with Windows XP because they're trying to get everybody up to the new Windows. So just as Windows, that we're not going to do anything for Windows XP anymore, when these vulnerabilities came out, they sent out patches for Windows XP. So Internet Explorer is not my choice of internet browsers, but it's the one that comes with Windows computers, so there's a lot of people using it. So just be careful when you're using Internet Explorer.
Talking with Rick Limpert, he is our technology correspondent for Talk Radio 640 WGST and The Sully Show. You can follow him on Twitter. He's on there at Rick Roswell. We have many weather geeks here in the building and, of course, around the Southeast. A new app warning folks about severe weather. It's a $10 app available on iOS or Android, but this one's pretty interesting. Tell us about it.
It is. I'm not a big proponent of paying a lot of money for apps, but this one's a $10 app. So for Android and Apple users, it's called MindWarn, and it's an app now that's tied in with the National Weather Service and will give you severe weather risks right on your phone no matter where you are. So if you're traveling, it will know using GPS services, it will know where you are and can send you updates on that. I mean, we've already had some bad weather here in the South, some severe weather. It looks like it might be one of those kind of year, so we'll send you alerts and information, and we always have to be cognizant of the weather, and my warn might be just $10 spent.
Just like the government, this app will know where you are, Rick, right?
It will. Is that what you're thinking, Sully? You're always thinking like a conspiracy theorist.
Absolutely. Rick Limpert, follow him on Twitter, at Rick Roswell. Appreciate you joining us, as always. Have a good weekend, my friend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Good to be on, Sully. Talk to you then.
All right, Rick Roswell on Twitter. Rick Limpert with us on The Sully Show on Talk Radio 640 WGST. Yes, serious.
I'm trying to get that app. I like that.
And talks seriously, Chris, of a high-speed rail system.